Welcome to A Path Home. This is the podcast where we're going to demystify the tasks related to after-death care through hearing stories from people who have cared for their own deceased loved ones at home. I'm Sarah Cruz. I'm a home funeral guide, death educator, and a member of the National Home Funeral Alliance. I'm also the founding director of Heartland Prairie Cemetery, an all-natural prairie restoration burial ground in central Kansas. Here on A Path Home, we'll be talking with people on the forefront of the home funeral movement, those who are teaching home funeral practices in their local communities. But mostly, we'll be hearing stories from ordinary people who bravely ventured into culturally unfamiliar territory at the start of their grief journey, with an intuitive knowing that caring for their own loved one after death would be a transformative, healing experience. Hearing what's possible and how lives have been changed by engaging in this tender care is one path towards changing our culture and our relationship to death. I'd like to begin by clarifying some of the terminology we'll be using in the podcast. A home funeral refers to the after-death care of the deceased. It is not to be confused with a home burial, although we are likely to hear from folks who have established a family cemetery on land that they own. After-death care may include bathing the deceased, wrapping the body in beautiful fabrics, or placing it in a coffin and laying the body out in the family home, in much the same way our not-so-distant ancestors did in the past. Friends and family may gather around the body to reminisce, celebrate, or simply, quietly, and slowly attend to the emotions surrounding the loss. A home funeral may include collaborating with funeral professionals in the community for assistance in filing the death certificate or transportation, or a family may do all those tasks themselves. Many of you may be surprised to know that home funerals are legal in every state, that embalming is not required by law. Families can save money by taking charge of preparing their loved ones for either burial in a cemetery or cremation at a crematory. But we'll hear in most of these stories about how the emotional benefits of engaging in this meaningful act of love is impossible to put a price on. We'll also be discussing green or natural burial on this podcast. Green burial involves unembalmed bodies in biodegradable containers, for example, a plain pine box, a shroud made from natural fibers like cotton or silk, or any number of other easily biodegradable materials like cardboard, bamboo, or wicker. While the two practices of home funerals and green burials go nicely together, one can certainly be done without the other. I have worked with families who held a home funeral, that is, did the after-death care themselves at home, followed by a conventional burial or cremation, and with families who hired a funeral director to make all the arrangements to prepare a body for a green burial. Thank you so much for listening. A Path Home is a production of the National Home Funeral Alliance, a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating and advocating for families who choose to care for their own loved ones after death. If you would like to share your home funeral or green burial story, please contact us on our website at homefuneralalliance.org. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend and be sure to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts. The music at the beginning and end of A Path Home was written and performed by Sarah Cruz. Our cover art is designed by Linda Curray. Production assistance by Tim Howell. And until next time, remember the words of Ram Dass. We are all walking each other home. I want to be there to walk you home. I'll tend to your body, you'll tend to my soul. And if it happens the other way around, I know you're gentle.